Blog Talk Radio.
Say what you want on EOTM Radio.
Made a wrong turn once or twice, dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decision, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, please misunderstood, miss no.
Look at your man. Now back to me. Now back at your man. Now back to me. Sadly, he isn't me. But if he stopped using lady-scented body wash and switched to Old Spice, he could smell like he's me. Look down. Back up. Where are you? You're on a boat with the man your man could smell of. What's in your hand? Back at me.
I have it. It's an oyster with two tickets to that thing you love.
Look again. The tickets are now diamonds. Anything is possible when your man smells like Old Spice and not a lady. I'm on a horse.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Mixer of Arts with your girl, Say to Say What? Holding it down, y'all, on EOTM Radio. We are definitely back on air, y'all, with another hot and crazy topic. And trust when I say that, Mixer of Arts with your girl, Say to Say What? Gonna keep it 100. So with that said, folks, for all you folk out there just knowing about Mixer of Arts is a creative mixture of topics and diversity of music show. So just because tonight's topic is on romance does not mean that Mixer of Arts does show solely on this particular niche. All right, now, if you are fun, crazy, unique, and creative, definitely connect with us by subscribing to our future show, because we definitely got some off-the-wall stuff to talk about, and all your Facebookers out there. Yes, you, I am definitely talking to you guys. We are on Facebook, so you definitely want to go ahead and search Mixture of Arts with Say to Say and join our page. Love to hear from you. And also, you can stay up to date with all of Mixture of Arts shows right here on EOTMradio.com. Now, for all you folks that are in the chat room, I'm going to go ahead and post up the link to our shows, to our fan page, I would say. Also, for all you guys out there that are internet marketers, actually, I just thought of this great new thing I would start doing on Mixture of Arts. Now, each week I will give to you guys one scoop of the hottest affiliate product to promote. Now, if you were interested in a product, just go to the link and sign up as an affiliate. And if you are already a member of that site, just create your affiliate link and start marketing and making moolah. All right, folks, now our call-in number is 718-664-6543. So I will be going ahead and giving you guys the hottest ClickBank product out there for you affiliate marketers that want to know what is the hottest product out there to promote. Now, the product of the week that I have is called Make Me a Millionaire by Tim Becker. And this product right here has great conversions. The product price is $37. Affiliates can earn 50% or $17.65. The vendor gets 50% or $15.65. And this product actually appeared in October of 2010. And the gravity is actually 324.86, which is extremely well. And the referred rate is 95%. So for you guys that are interested in this affiliate product, you guys can definitely go to www.cbleads.com and that's cbleads.com. Now, for you folks that know nothing about affiliate marketing but is interested in affiliate marketing, you guys can definitely go ahead and take my free internet marketing course. It tells you all about it in there. But just for heads up, affiliate marketing is basically a way of promoting other people's products in exchange of you getting commission or getting paid. So with that said, folks, if you are interested in affiliate marketing or to learn more about it, definitely go ahead and check out my free internet marketing course. All right, folks, now tonight's topic is really crazy, and I will go ahead and touch on tonight's topic as soon as we go ahead and take a quick commercial break. So with that said, folks, y'all go ahead and stay tuned. I will be right back. Y'all hold tight.
Hey. Say she think I'm proper. hotter than the hood. Every man I'm good. Jump to the Dewey thing. Why you think they love me? Big game popper, whip game popper, foul pack popper, everything popper. Big game popper, whip game popper, foul pack popper, everything popper. Chain, fruit frame, lead a dealership to that cater in that rain. I leave out my paper, paper like a stapler. Pull up at that club, powder fresh, no makeup. Red velvet recipe, I just hit my cake up. Hit them with that metal, watch them drop like a taker. Run it like a relay, sell it like on eBay. Blowing all these money on these cars like a freeway. I be at my best, gotta cop that bitch. Niggas out here hating, I just check it like some shit. Jeans, jeans, and crisp, you're a tall fish. Me without that glue, it's like that rich without that kiss. Roll up on the team, look at that cold grip. It's that proper shit, gonna take a hit. Rich on the team, you can call it the era miss. Calling me the shit, like a nigga don't piss. Hey, play game proper, whip game proper, now game proper, it ain't proper. Play game proper, whip game proper, now pack proper. It ain't proper, hey, proper, proper. It ain't proper, proper, proper. It ain't proper, proper, proper. It ain't proper, proper, proper. It ain't proper. Leg ain't proper, whip ain't proper, now pack proper. It ain't proper, leg ain't proper, whip ain't proper, now pack proper. It ain't proper, hey, proper, proper. It ain't proper.
Welcome back to Mixer of Arts with your girl, Say to Say What? Holding it down, y'all, on EOTM Radio. All right, folks, now tonight's topic is pretty out there, and the ultimate question of the night is, why do men date white, why do black men date white women? Now, my thing is this, you guys, does it really matter when you see black men dating white females? I mean, I'm just saying. Like, you know the saying where it just say, once you go black, you never go back. Well, as odd as it may seem, but it's all about the touching of the skin from white females have said to me. But what are the real reasons for black successful men geologically dating white females? And why do black men choose females outside of their race? Now, my thing is this, too. You know something. I am not racist. Well, I'm not a racist person, point blank. You know what I'm saying? And I'm definitely not a statistic of a woman getting cheated on with a woman other than my skin color. But honestly, I watch myself kind of being mad sometimes at seeing interracial dating, preferably white females. Now, I always tend to ask myself this, though. Why is he dating her? I mean, it is no coincidence when I find out that their last girlfriend or their baby mama is black. So why do black men go out for white women? That's the question I really, really, truly want to know. Like, some few black men say that they feel like black females are just full of confusion and are less likely to stick with their BS. Now, I am far from perfect, but if a black man was to tell me that they date white women because of something more than dramatic play, something more like an attraction or maybe the way she makes him feel good about himself is a better explanation to me than somebody telling me, oh, because all black women do not know how to take care of their men. That is so not true. Also, just to let you guys know, as far as myself personally, I feel like I am a ride or die chick. But in my humble opinion, I can only be a ride or die chick if that man is for me, that is by my side, that loves me 100%, that is there for me 100%, that keeps it real with me 100%. Now, just about men kicks about us black females, when these men kind of push us to the side, but nobody genuinely understands how this guy treats his woman or his wife. You know what I'm saying? But that particular woman. So who is to say that the guy is not the problem? Now, mind you that I am a black woman, but I have never dated outside of my race. And though I find some white men attractive, plus I've had quite a few young and old white men that were interested in me, but that has never crossed my mind as far as actually having a real deep relationship with a man other than black men. Don't ask me why. I never really thought about it, but me, I can probably say because it's just my preference. Now, this is not to say that I would never go out with a white guy or a Chinese guy or a Caucasian guy. That's not what I'm saying. But at the same time, if I was to date a guy other than black men, I would have a better explanation than to say because all black men are losers or because all black men have a temper. That's not a preferably good reason for you to just dump all black women or to diss black women, because in most cases, I think I tend to see more black men kind of dissing black women whenever they are dating outside of race. So, folks, with that said, if you have any thoughts or questions, please call in at 718-664-6543. We definitely want to go ahead and hear from you. We want to know what you think, and we just want to know what you guys are feeling as far as this particular topic. All right, folks, now we have a few callers on the line. I want to go ahead and open up the phone lines. The first caller I see is 678-754. You are live. What's up? What's good?
Hey, Sue, what's up?
Yeah, man, I am doing so very well this night. I am super excited about this topic because it's a pretty deep topic, I must say. And a lot of folks are tuning in the chat line. I want to go ahead and thank all of you guys for tuning in on Mixture of Arts with your girl, Say to Say What. And for our new listeners, please, if you guys are digging our show, please go ahead and subscribe to our future shows, and then you will go ahead and find out that Mixture of Arts is a creative mixture of different topics and diversity of music show. All right, folks, now the first caller, what's up? What are your thoughts on black men dating white women?
I guess, like you said earlier, I'm in a position where I'm not actually one of those persons who has dated outside of my race. Oh, excuse me. Now, I really think about how I did, but it wasn't a white
Okay, really okay, so.
Other than that, it hits me as though sometimes, I guess, it may be their preference, or like with the case, like what you said, where sometimes they actually had a prior relationship with a black girl, It seemed like they might have had a bad relationship or something just turned them to the point where I wouldn't say that they turned away from black people altogether, but if it happened to be a white girl in that circle and she was being there where he needed her to be, it could have been that simple as that. I don't know what it could be for any man
right.
to be pleased. Like they say, either it's through the stomach or however, but man, you just grab them with the right thing, and next thing you know, that's all they needed at the moment, or that became that blood, or who they needed.
So in your particular case, though, what was the real reason for you dating outside of your race?
Oh, actually, it was a Latino. She was attractive. A Puerto Rican. She was attractive.
Right.
I was young as hell. That was the only reason. Other than that, we had a good vibe. We spoke. It wasn't like I didn't have nothing against any black females or anybody else. It just, at the moment, me and her clicked. It was a young, I think, earlier than middle school. It was a real young thing. I don't know.
Okay. So you're saying that you basically gave me a valuable reason for you dating her. You said she was very attractive. Now, my thing is this. Do you feel like black men, when they first see these white women, that they are, should I say sexually attractive, or should I just say physically attractive?
Now, see, like, that's where I could say, once again, that's to each his own.
The reason why I say sexually is because you know how your men are. Like, your men just always thinking about sex all the time. So when y'all see a fine female or fine woman, then most likely it is going to turn sexually automatically. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're correct. That's a male instinct. Like, you can see a female that you're not even, look, I'm not even going to lie to you, a relative that you didn't know was a relative coming to the room the wrong way. Wow. But you have to calm yourself. So, yeah, it's a natural instinct. Females, y'all have it.
So, is there anything else that you want to go ahead and touch on as far as this particular topic?
For me, I want to hear from a few of the females and whoever's going to say what they need to say, because for me, it don't bother me. I don't let it bother, even get 2 seconds
right.
of my day. But I question, why are so many females so bothered by it? Some of them, for me, it's like, I can understand. Maybe if you're burnt or you might be hurt from a relationship, I feel like sometimes you got to get over things and let that be your strength point, something to turn around from. But it seems like to me it's a lot of females bothered by it.
You are absolutely right. A lot of females are, black women, a lot of them are kind of offended by interracial dating, especially white women. From Pinky, I'm not too sure I am saying her name right, but Pinky, P-I-A-N-K-I, says, from a standpoint of economics, why would a white girl marry a black man unless he is athletic? Black males are last hired and first fired in many cases, racially profiled, targeted, et cetera, et cetera. You really pointed out a definitely good point, Pinky. And what I have to say about that is that, like I was saying before, like, white women would date a white guy, white women would date a black guy, especially when he is muscular. If he is in good shape and he feels good and he smells good and everything is just great about him, I'm pretty sure a white woman probably would kind of be attractive to that black guy. And now, as far as black males are less hired and first fired in many cases, you are absolutely right. I strongly believe that is the truth as well, because think about it. Black folks don't really have no say-so in this world. So for a white woman to stick by a black man, that means that she truly and honestly loves that black man. And she is willing to do whatever it takes to be by him, to love him, and to stick by him 100%. And like I was saying before, that might be one of the reasons why that some black men prefer white women. It's because of the simple fact that some of these white women are, they are sticking with them. They are going through stuff with them 100%. They're keeping it real. And not only that, too, but I've heard some black men say that a white woman would do anything to please her man. I don't care if it's getting on her knees and sucking his balls. Some of them do that. And some black men say that, and some men, and some of them would tell you that, honestly. What are your thoughts about that?
Wow. I think, like you said, Pinky, she does have a good point.
Right.
Very good point. To add to that, though, I do disagree with the one point about we don't have a say-so, but times are changing, and the tide is changing. You got to remember, we got a black president.
And yeah,
also,
that's true.
As long as we keep suppressing or oppressing, excuse me, downplaying ourselves, it's just going to be that. We gotta stop it, our own self. Other than that, really, I couldn't sit here and neglect females or just neglect situation as far as just speaking towards relating to any white woman, like, other than the fact that, yeah, every man may say or may know about how they hear, if they go to the extent of pleasing them or doing all that, but I haven't been with them like that, so I can't really tell you on that page.
That is definitely what the move is. I really do appreciate you for calling, and still, you are a 100% Mixture of Arts supporter, and I really do thank you for tuning in. Now, I seen a caller that just hung up. Who was that? That caller that just hung up the phone. We want to hear from you. Call back in at 718-664-6543. Don't be scurry. We are not going to bite you. We just want to go ahead and chit-chat, know your perspective on why black men date white women. So with that said, folks, we'll go ahead and just take a quick commercial break. And we will be right back. Y'all hold tight.
To the Lord and love back to the world, cause they will make it fall. Know there's a God who brought you this far, he will never let you die. Just keep up the faith, praise him as you pray, gave him all you need and proud. In faith and good deeds, seen it as a friend, never give up when you doubt. Just stay strong and believe,
www.gethypeonline.com. Get your ad in Hype Magazine now and subscribe by calling 1-301-579-HYPE. That's 1-301-579-HYPE-4973. This is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Media.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Mixture of Arts with your girl, Say to Say What? Holding it down, y'all, on EOTM Radio. All right, folks, this is our third segment. Time coming back on with this topic: why do black men date white women? Now, we have a few more callers on the line, folks. The next caller I see is 404-254. You are live. What's up?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I am great. How are you?
I'm good, money. I can't complain.
Thank you so very much for calling in the show. I really want to know what you think about black men dating white women.
Actually, that is more than me on the phone. I have Cynthia on the phone. I have Rochelle on the phone. Y'all there?
How you doing?
Oh, Lord, the whole clique.
We got to talk about.
Okay, so what are your thoughts on this?
Why do black men date or prefer white women?
Yeah.
I think, you know what, when men, just listen to me, okay, when men get money, right?
Okay.
Instead of them getting a sister that's going to ride or die through the hard times or through, you you know, the times when you're financially stable, they go out and they get these fancy broads, these mixed broads, these Persians, or what is Kim Kardashian? Albino, not albino. What is she? Armenian, Spanish, Puerto Rican? You know, they go get these fancy broads or whatever. And when everything's sour, they end up leaving them for the next nigga on a money train. So I really don't know. I think it works both ways. Black men go get these women because they want to be fancy. Like, they feel like, oh, they're not equivalent to a sister, like they're on some kind of pedestal or, you know, something of the sort. Like, I really don't know. Like, I want to know that, like, for real.
Well,
because white women's standards are not like black women's standards. Well, I can't say majority. I'm going to say minority of it. Like, white people, they fancy, like, from how they dress, where they eat at. Like, a sister,
that's,
you know,
true.
She going to understand your pocket's low. She going to go eat at McDonald's. We can eat the double cheeseburger meal with a small fry and a dollar sweet tea. But white chicks ain't wanting to hear that.
Right.
That's true.
They ain't wanting
that's
to
true.
Hear that. Like, when your pockets are scrunchy, we understand. We going to work with you through the recession. These broads are going to leave you in a depression. That's what they going to do.
All the time. I feel like,
oh, wow.
I feel like they going for it because the white women have good credit and shit.
Also,
you really think
also,
that
also,
they going to co-sign on some
also,
shit for them.
Right, and also...
and they give a good BJ.
Yeah, and they are
so,
extremely
so
passive. A brother can
so
get
in
there.
Wait. She tried to talk. She been trying to talk.
How you feel about celebrities dating white women? Like, do you feel it's the same way? Because you know what I'm saying? Because celebrities... Some of them been with their wives since day one, and when they get into this whole celebrity mode, then they want to go ahead and flip the script and just leave them or divorce them and then start dating white women.
Okay,
why
you know
do
what?
You think they do stuff like that?
Let me tell you something. When these Negroes be up and coming basketball players and rappers and actors, they want to be with us. They want to be with the black sisters. You know what I'm saying? But when they get the little taste of money, little taste of fame, they want to try and get selective. Nigga, how you going to get selective? You weren't selective when you was broke. She ain't
right.
want you when you was broke.
That's true.
That's money and fame attract those fancy bras. Them bras with the mixed hair, the pretty eyes, the pretty teeth, pretty skin, clothes, you know, whatever.
That's
okay.
true,
like,
too.
They
that's
ain't going to be
true,
with you when
you like,
broke.
You cannot just see no natural, beautiful women nowadays. There's a lot of them wearing a lot of eyelashes, fake hair, fake nails, fake chest,
mm-hmm.
fake butt. Big stomach, everything fake.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
what do these men call beautiful then? If that's what they call beautiful.
They let society
not
shape their standards. That's what it is. They let society shape their standards. You have these basketball players. You don't even know these niggas. You never even knew of Chris Bosh or all the ugly basketball players and athletes. Just like, what's the chick name for the basketball wives with the Eric Williams with the big knot on his head? You probably don't even know who that ugly nigga was. You understand what I'm saying? When he got a little money and started trying to get fancy and put a Barbie on his arm. Okay, so now we know who Eric Williams is. It's like Jennifer who? That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I've seen some of the most beautiful ladies from the hood.
How your friends feel about this topic? How your friends feel about this topic? There's four of you guys on air, so.
How y'all feel? What you got to say, Rochelle?
What I was going to say was that, you know, I was watching Just Right the other night. It's a
mm-hmm.
movie about Wood Common
mm-hmm.
and Queen Latifah.
Yes, I love it.
And that typical female, her cousin or god sister or whatever, that is exactly what they do. You get what I'm saying? They make a career out of making sure that they are on top of their game so that they can go snag one of these top
mm-hmm.
grade celebrities, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now, he all duped into thinking that, oh, she loved me for me and da-da-da-da. But she has trained herself to make sure she is the perfect woman for him so she could get that money. It's a career.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm not going to say all of the women who get with these men are like that, but I mean, just watching Basketball Wives give you a taste of exactly how, like the young lady, the light-skinned one, the Puerto Rican one, I'm not sure what her name, Evelyn.
Mm-hmm.
She's a career basketball wife. That's what she is going after. She wants a person with, she has an
with
expensive
money,
taste.
Basically.
So now,
right.
Now that's what she cater and suit herself to. That's exactly what she, I don't think, particularly me living in my area, I live in the BX, you know what I'm saying, that if I was to put myself in that situation, I'm going to snag him because am I on that level? Am I going to put that much effort into trying to snag somebody of that caliber? Yes, I can get cute with the best of them, but am I going to put that much effort into trapping off a dude?
Right.
That's not really going to be looking at me because
really
of the fact that I don't have the weed down to my ass and I'm not,
right.
You know what I'm saying, faking it out till I make it. But that's the type of females that they need at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because are they home to make a home-cooked meal? Like, it's just like they travel and they're getting cheated on anyway. So at the end of the day, like, really, what you missing?
That's true. That's true. You are absolutely right.
Let me tell you
right
something. This is what these brothers be thinking, and I'm going to break this down for y'all. Just like the song say. It says, I want the money. The money and the cars and the clothes, and the hoes.
You already?
Like, for real. That's how they do. They be aspiring to be something. They want to be a celebrity. They want to be an athlete. They want to be a baller. They want to be a rapper.
And they
want
to be females who is aspiring to marry their ass.
Exactly.
So let that female take you for all you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you are down and broke and your career is over,
mm-hmm.
then you can come on back over to us real folks.
Mm-hmm.
And we gonna accept you,
come
your mama.
Over to us,
like this is what I understand. How can you self hate? Your mama wasn't that person.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
True.
She done struggled. Most of these basketball players, celebrities, single parent homes. You get what I'm saying? Their mama's the only one. They came from something that they had to struggle out of. My thing is, you gonna struggle and you gonna say that your mother wasn't good enough for you?
Look at Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne don't even
pretty much.
Lil Wayne, he want the red. He said, I like a long hair, thick red bone. Like, he don't even want no chocolate sister, no beautiful, voluptuous black woman. Nigga, you ugly. You need to take what you can get. Because you rich, you can be selective. Fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm. You are, wow. And you know, the funny thing about it is that I see some folks in the chat room, Pinky says most of them are focused and well educated with no drama and tendencies like you experienced with U.S. counterparts. How you feel about that?
Say, huh? What?
you
lost me. Pinky said again.
Pinky said, most of them are focused and well-educated with no
mm-hmm.
drama and tantrum tendencies like
mm-hmm.
you experienced with U.S. counterparts.
What sense does that make? I don't get that.
Basically,
so because I live in a hood, I'm not well-educated,
I'm trying to understand, Pinky. Pinky, won't you elaborate, Pinky?
Okay, Pinky said, black African American women from the U.S. should look at the great options that exist with striking up relations with men from Africa continent or Caribbean. Most of them are focused and well educated with no drama and tandem tendencies like you experienced with U.S. counterparts.
I don't care where you from. You can be from the United States. You could be from Ghana. Shit, you could be from China. I don't care. Every part of this world have people that are not articulate. Every part of this world have people that are impoverished. Every part of this world have people that are dramatic. So, Pinky, come on, boo. Come on, like, we got that in a nutshell. Next.
That is crazy. Okay.
Because
okay,
I mean, that doesn't
that's...
make sense. That's just like saying they get with these white chicks because white chicks don't have drama. Please, you see these white chicks on Jerry Springer and Steve Wicko's Wacko, whatever his show is, every day, sleeping with each other, sleeping with each other's relatives, incest. You got white chicks that are twins doing porn with each other. Drama. So what are you saying? Like, I don't get that. White people, black people, red, purple, even little green people, if you high enough and you seeing them, they going to have drama. Like, get out of here. I don't get it.
Everybody has drama, but what this guy is trying to say is that women are kind of outnumbered a little bit because... I think there is more, if I'm not mistaken, there are more girls than guys.
Mm-hmm.
So when these black men choose white women, that kind of takes them away from us. So therefore, some black women are going to be, kind of interested in other racial guys. Haven't you seen some few guys that you were interested in that were not black? I'm pretty sure you have before. I'm pretty sure you even had some fantasies or dreams about a certain guy that were not black.
I haven't. What I look like? I don't date outside my race. I'm so sorry.
I don't have a problem with nobody else in no other race, but I don't date outside my race, and the people that I hang around do not as well. Like, I don't mind you dating a white female in my circle, just me personally. In my circle, I do not mind that if a guy decides to date a white woman, and if she is for him, I feel 100%, even if it's Puerto Rican, whatever, I don't mind him dating outside his race because that's not my personal business. However, I personally made a choice on my behalf that I don't date outside my race.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying I'm trying to keep it pure on my behalf, and that goes with every nationality. They have standards, so... A West Indian person may not want to mix with an American person because they feel that we're lazy. You get what I'm saying? So my thing is that it's a personal choice. If a man wants to date a white woman, I mean, that's your choice.
Right.
But I just particularly don't date outside my race. Like, I just don't feel like it's something that I like to do.
But at the same time, successful, articulate black men are scarce. Like, you don't see that many of them. Like, I'm just being real. So when you have that minority of successful black men out here and then a white chick snatch them up, sisters be pissed off because it's not like there's a plethora of them out here. Like, it's typical for you to have successful white guys. I mean... Like, white people, like, majority of the white people, they grow up in, like, two-parent homes versus, you know, African-American majority grow up in that one-parent home, father on drugs, selling drugs, in jail, dead, you know, stuff like that. Versus, like I said, the white people grow up, parents, fucking lawyers, doctors, stockbrokers, and they train their kids once they get into high school and get into college if they dating somebody or who to marry and how they have groups or stuff like that. Like, I'm just being real.
Right.
We don't have that. African Americans, they don't have that. You understand what I'm saying? Nah. And a lot of African Americans are impoverished. And when you're impoverished, your mentality is impoverished as well. It's like if you knew better, you do better. And a lot of them don't know better, so they don't do better. I mean, they just settle it. And these dudes that do make it, you can have, like Trey Songz. Trey Songz had a sister that was down with him when he was coming up, you know, on his grind. But time he made it, he want to go get this Spanish broad. Nigga, get out of here. Are you serious? I don't know. I just think it's society. Like, they let society shake their standards.
They're not coming over outside. Like, if you make it, if a Spanish person or a white person make it to wherever they're going to be, they're not going to come to the hood and find anybody out the hood and say, okay, this is what I want to do because I found you so special.
Shout out to Barack Obama. You see, Barack Obama got him a strong black woman.
We have a few more callers on the line. I really do appreciate you guys calling in because I definitely like up the show with y'all different comments. And y'all was extremely deep and had a lot of great comments for real. I really do appreciate you guys.
What's your name again?
Say two.
Who?
Say two.
Say two?
Yep. You can just call me Say two.
Okay, well, that's Sincere Rochelle, and I'm Ty, and we have Pillow Talk Radio, okay, on the Blog Talk Network. I did follow your show.
Okay. Okay, so once I'm done, I will go ahead and listen to my show so I can hear your show name again, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to forget it. So I will go
you,
ahead.
How can
and,
you forget it, Say Two? It's Pillow Talk Radio. Pillow Talk Radio, you need to check our show out. We on every Tuesday at 10:30, Friday at 11, and every Sunday at 10:30. So make sure
you
call in.
I can really tell that y'all shows are really good, too, because y'all had me rolling just about now. So I'm definitely going to check y'all out. For real, I am. I'm going to definitely check y'all out. Do you guys have a Facebook page?
We do. It's facebook.com/Pillow Talk Radio.
Okay.
And you can visit the website. It's pillowtalkchatterbox.com.
That's what's up. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, baby. Thank you. Enjoy your night.
All right, folks. We have another caller on the line. This caller has been waiting so very patiently. This caller right here is 314, you are live. What's up?
Hey, this is Bianchi.
Hey, how you doing?
You know what I was trying to, the point I was trying to get across, you know, about two things. One, you know, there's such a population unbalance between black males and black females. I think it's about, the percentage is like 48%, 51%, 51% female, 48%. 52% female, about 40% black male, which equates about close to 3 million difference in between the two. Then when you add the number that's in prison, as I mentioned in the chat one, the ones who are sexually confused, then your choices are very limited. But also, I mean, why come black women and African American women in the United States don't look to those brothers from the African continent? You know, they well educated. They don't come with the drama or the surprises, and their focus, the ones that I've met. And also in the Caribbean, also down in Jamaica's and other parts of, you know, this hemisphere.
And you know something, you are so right as far as people just like drama and stuff like that. But my thing is this: everyone in this entire world has some type of drama that comes with them. So for a guy to say that some females are just too much drama, yes, some females are too much drama, and it is up to you whether or not you want to deal with that drama for the rest of your life. And yes, it is your choice on who you want to be with and who you make love to and who you call your lover. It's nobody
else's
choice.
Yeah, now you just answered your
choice.
Now you just answered your show question, why do black men date with white women? I guess what you just said applied to them.
As far as what?
Why they date white women.
Because it's their choice?
Yeah. I mean, you base your show around a question.
But sometimes some men date white women because of money. Sometimes they date them because of other reasons. Sometimes they date them because they had a lot of bad experience with black women in the past. But
who's got the money in the case of money, who's got the money, he or she?
Probably she do.
There are some successful black men that make less than their girlfriend.
Yeah, but that's very few in the count. Like I mentioned too, I never seen a black man walk down the aisle with a Rockefeller or Rothschild or, you know, a Goldman Sachs on his arm. I mean, you're talking about marrying into the wealth. It's usually the other way around.
When you're talking about white women, why do you feel like white women would consider dating a black guy? Why do you think is that?
I think it's probably curiosity, that old taboo more. But,
curiosity,
you know, it depends
really?
On the class. Pardon me?
No. Sometimes it is curiosity, because sometimes a lot of women, doesn't even matter what race it is, sometimes they have this curiosity as far as, like, maybe having a sexual intercourse with another woman. Are you talking about curiosity such as that?
Well, you know, you said no matter what race it is. Now, Asians barely seldom, at least one of the immigrants here that would date out of their race, Arab women. You know, your Lebanese,
mm-hmm.
your Egyptians, even in some cases your Ethiopians, but they at least date out of their race. You see most of the dating out of your race having to do with Caucasians, a few Hispanics, and, of course, you know, black males. Black women don't go their route to the extent that black males do. So I wouldn't make it as broad as you made it sound. You're not going to see many black men, hardly any at all, that's married to a Libyan, a Egyptian, Iranian.
I know a few black guys, because I have a few friends that are Chinese and black. So, I have seen some of them before, and actually I know some of them, actually. But,
you know, I know of one case where I think this was a Lebanese father killed his daughter for dating an African American male in St. Louis. Absolutely.
Oh, wow. That's deep. That is crazy. That is so crazy. I really do appreciate you for calling in the show. What's your name again?
It's pronounced Pianchi.
Are you a Blog Talk Radio host, too?
No. I call in to select shows, and I listen to a lot of conversations that's going on. But I hear this conversation, this particular topic so often, and just thought maybe I contribute to it.
Oh, thank you so much.
And, you know, one other thing I want to ask you. Do you have any male children?
Do I have any male kids? No, I don't. I have all girls. I have three girls.
All right, let me ask you a question. What are you teaching them?
As far as this subject
is concerned, because you know back in the day, black parents used to tell their daughters and their sons who not to bring home. So if this has become a problem worth having a discussion over, I ask those women who are having these discussions, what are you teaching your sons and daughters today?
That is such a great question. Now, before I go ahead and answer that question, I want to let you guys know that we have 59 more seconds on the mixture of Arts with Say to Say. So if you guys want to go ahead and tune in live, because the show is about to end, so if you guys are not called in or tuned in by the 718-664-6543 number, then you guys are not going to hear the show. So if you guys want to go ahead and hear the show and call in and speak your mind, make sure you guys go ahead and call in once again at 718-664-6543. Once again, it's 718-664-6543. We have about 47 more seconds on air. So once again, if you want to go ahead and tune in, because there's a lot of callers calling in right now, it's going to get deep. It's going to get pretty deep and super juicy. So y'all want to go ahead and tune in once again, 718-664-6543. All right, now back to your question. What am I teaching my kids as far as interracial dating. First and foremost, my children are 5, 2, and 1 year old. So I'm definitely not teaching them nothing yet about that. But if they were to ask me something such as that, maybe when they're in high school or maybe middle school, I would definitely tell my child, follow your heart, and whatever feels good to you, if he is treating you good, if he does what he's supposed to, then it's your choice. I wouldn't penalize my child just for dating outside of her race. I would never do that. It's her choice. It's whoever that she loves. If she loves him, then I love him too. As long as he respects her, and as long as he treats her great, I am all right with that.
Well, why do you expect that white families, especially the one that's, you know, very wealthy and well-to-do and socialist, make sure that it's getting across tradition? You look at England, you look at your Prince Charles and your Queen Elizabeth and your Princess Diana. They say the Princess Diana was killed because she's beginning to date an Arab. So why do you think that not only there, but also, and just look at the bounty hunter, what he told his son. So why do you think that those people tell their children that they are to marry within their own ethnic group?
The reason why I feel like those particular people tell their children to date within their race is because when people date outside of their race, because I'm not just black. I'm from Africa. I'm from Liberia, West Africa. I was born there. So, and the thing about it is that my man is African American, so he knows nothing about Liberia. And the reason why I say that most people would probably tell their children to date within their race is because they want to keep things neutral. They feel like if that child dates within their own race or their own culture, that means that they know more about that person. Because if you date a Chinese guy and you're black, or you date a Mexican guy and you're black, you're not going to know a lot about that culture. So you basically have to get to know that culture and to reside around that particular culture when you guys are together. So I think that's the reason why, because it makes it a whole lot easier to get along when you are dating within your race.
Well, you guys were here on no culture, but the reason why is because they represent wealth, they represent power, and they don't want to decimate that wealth and power that, you know, that those names, those family names represent. And as a particular
class. It's all about culture, too, though. It's all about culture because, like you said before, it's rare to find, like, Ethiopians and folks like those date outside of their race. And it's all about culture. It's all about culture and what they believe in. So,
well, it's something that they value.
Right.
You know, Somali women won't marry non-Muslims in most, if they are Muslim. You know, it's been historically, of course, things have changed a little bit, maybe in some odd cases, but Jewish will not marry anything other than Jewish, you know, along the lines of their particular fate. And, you know, the same thing in some of your African societies over there, of course, it don't kind of messed up. You know, your Igbo in Nigeria usually marry the Igbo. And your Ashanti in Ghana mostly marry the Ashanti women. So people have done that for various reasons. But today's time, we're talking about black and white. We're talking about because of, you know, marrying into money. Black males, a white family that's wealthy is not going to turn their daughter over to a black male. It may happen sporadically, but not going to be no thing of commonplace. It's just not going to happen that way.
Wow. I really do appreciate you for calling in, because you really, really just went super deep on the conversation, for real, because you really just asked me some really deep questions that I never really thought about as far as me talking to my child about interracial dating.
I'm
going to
tell you something else, too. If you don't teach your child, and you wait till your child get about 7 years old, then give your child the baby doll test, where you bring two identical dolls, except for one is black and one is white. Then ask that child which one is the pretty one, which one is the ugly one, which one is evil, which one is good, which one looks mean, which ones look friendly, and, you know, some other questions. Because that test was first given here in the United States back in the early 50s, and the black child chose the white doll all the time.
Right. It has been given
It has been given recently. And not only here in the United States, but the same test was given to black children in Germany and Holland. And I think maybe in Finland, you might have a few blacks up there. No, it wasn't Finland, it was Holland. So if you don't be careful and tell your children, you know, how you want their life outcome to come. You know, people can make choices, but they can also make bad choices. And
I don't think there's anything wrong with,
you know, you wanting to have your grandchild. When you look into the face of your grandchild, you want your grandchild to look you. I mean, isn't that how that they name their children on the African continent, that they pass their baby around through the village and everyone looks at their baby and say, well, he looks like such and so. He looks like Nana. He looks like Pimpri. And until they finally say, well, this baby is this person. And that's when they name the child, because of what they can see. And I, as a, you know, a black African male, as I have built up a fortune, she don't want my son, who I'm going to inherit, who's going to inherit that fortune, or my daughter, to share that fortune, half of that fortune, to, you know, the people who have oppressed us, especially in this country. And also, if you look on, you know, your country, your continent, where colonization has went on, you know, we see that same mentality going on over there, where they think that white is better, and white give it back to them, whereas you can keep it yourself. So, you know, that's some of the
Thank
things that
you
I
so
want
much.
To mention.
Thank you so much for tuning in the show. We have a lot more callers on the line, and I'm pretty sure they are enjoying what you are saying, because you are so freaking intelligent, and I love it. I really do love it. I really do appreciate you for tuning in, and I look forward to hearing you next time on our show.
Okay, I'll listen.
All right, thank you so much. All right, folks, this guy was pretty great. I really enjoyed speaking to him on air. We have like 7 or 10 more callers on the air right now, but please, you guys, please hold tight. I will get to you guys. This caller right here has been holding on so very patiently. Actually, this person hung up, but it's okay. The next call I see is 804. No. Matter of fact, I'm going to just go straight in line. I'm not going to skip anybody. So if you guys are holding on, please hold, okay? It's 314-381. You are live.